Chapter 2. Self-Denial in the Christian Life. The law of the Lord is the best and most suitable instruction for the proper ordering of our lives. Nevertheless, it seemed good to our heavenly teacher to conform us by an even more precise rule than what's given in the precepts of the law. This is the sum of that rule. It is the duty of believers to present their bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God. And in this consists genuine worship of Him. From this rule is derived the exhortation that believers not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of their minds, so that by testing they may discern what is the will of God. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. This is a marvelous thing. We are consecrated and dedicated to God to the end that we might not think, speak, meditate, or act unless it be to His glory. The sacred can't be put to profane use without injustice to God. If we are not our own but the Lord's, it's clear what errors we must flee and what we must direct our whole lives toward. We are not our own. Therefore, neither our reason nor our will should dominate our plans and actions. We are not our own. Therefore, let us not make the gratification of our flesh our end. We are not our own. Therefore, as much as possible, let us forget ourselves and our own interests. Rather, we are God's. Therefore, let us live and die to Him. We are God's. Therefore, let His wisdom and His will govern all our actions. We are God's. Therefore, let us, in every way, in all our lives, run to Him as our only proper end. How far has he progressed who's been taught that he is not his own? Who's taken rule and dominion away from his own reason and entrusted them to God. For the plague of submitting to our own rule leads us straight to ruin, but the surest way to safety is neither to know nor to want anything on our own, but simply to follow the leading of the Lord. Let then our first step be to abandon ourselves, that we may apply all our strength to obedience to God. When I say obedience, I don't mean giving lip service to God, but rather being free from the desire of the flesh, turning our minds over completely to the bidding of the Spirit of God. The philosophers are ignorant of this transformation, which Paul calls the renewing of the mind, even though it constitutes the very beginning of life. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. They enthrone man's reason alone as ruler, and they think it alone should be listened to. Indeed, they grant and entrust government of conduct to human reason alone. But Christian philosophy, on the other hand, orders human reason to give place, to submit and yield, to the Holy Spirit. For it's not now we who live, but Christ who lives and reigns in us. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Another point follows. We shouldn't seek our own interests, but those that are the Lord's. And we should work to promote His glory. This is great progress in the Christian life, that we nearly forget ourselves, that in all matters we hold our own concern.